episode 181, Reimagine Your Now.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, ladies! How are you doing? Guess what? I pray it's shining in your area because the sun is not shining here. It has been a gloomy, wet day and evening and everything. And oh my goodness, we've even lost a kitty cat, but we found her. Yes, we have. I'm going to tell you that story in a minute. What I want to say is hello, welcome to all of you who have found Create Your Now Your Best Selfie. For those who keep coming back, I love you. For those who just found me, I love you too. Thank you for taking time to become your best selfie. You're creating your now. You are giving yourself the time you need. And I applaud you for that. That thrills my soul. It really does. Because I know when I was, quote unquote, growing up in my earlier days, not that I'm that old, but I am getting up there. But in my earlier days, it was everybody first. And it wasn't because that's just what I thought I needed to do. I knew that's what I needed to do. The problem was I never took care of me. And that's when life got a little crazy. And I went through a major tornado. I had little storms along the way, but man, that big storm came and hit. So thank you so much for being bold, knowing I do need to take care of me. And maybe we don't always know how to do it, but coming together, we can do it together, right? Join the revolution of becoming your best selfie. All right, I got to tell you the story. This is Motivation Day, right? Inspiration Day. So it's been pouring down rain. I'm telling you, it's been dropping inches, a couple inches in an hour. Crazy downpours here. And for some odd, strange reason, our cat got out, okay? I don't know how. We haven't exactly figured that out. I'm sure, obviously, someone opened the door and out she went. The problem is we didn't know she was missing, number one. Number two, we don't know how long she was. So we went to take the puppy dog out to do his business in between the rain. And all of a sudden, my daughter opens the door and in darts the cat. Full speed ahead, covered in mud, wet, meowing and shaking. She didn't know what to do. Luckily, the door that she knocked on, or that we opened, was her door. And yet she was like, okay, I think I'm in the right place, but I really don't know. You know, she had that look of fear. And what is it that when you take the kitty cat and you begin to try to wash them and take off all the mud and the yuck that's absolutely, that they're covered in, right? When you begin to remove that, they somehow can stretch their legs from side to side and they spread their toes out and they don't even go into the sink. Right? And you're like, I'm just trying to help you get the mud off. I'm just trying to help you so you can feel fresh and better than what you just came from. Yet she looks at you scared to death. Reimagine your now. You see, that's sometimes a lot of us. We're the kitty cat covered in mud in a situation and we don't know what to do. We're shaking and we're shivering. We're cold. We're in a situation that we haven't been in before. We're experiencing something that's not right. In our minds, it's not fair. But we find ourselves there. Are you that little kitty cat that maybe doesn't know what to do? You see, as we began to clean her and you know, take off all the mud and we were watching, and she's a long-haired kitty cat. So not only did we have her wet and muddy and all of that, but hair's coming all over us too. I'm like, oh my goodness, can it get any more messy? So as we're sitting here getting it all done, all of a sudden I notice on her sweet little pussycat white paws, blood. It's red. And I'm like, oh my goodness, there's blood. Okay, we didn't know where she had been. We didn't know how long she'd been gone. And she's not an outdoor cat. She's fully declawed. She's an indoor cat only. And I'm like, what's going on? So I began to kind of look and shift her a little bit to see maybe where the blood's coming from. And then I'm like, oh my goodness, it's a blueberry. Yes, there was a blueberry in the sink. And it was on her white paw. Praise the Lord, it wasn't blood. But that just got us giggling, right? Because here we thought it was blood. Another situation, we were trying to do other things, and now it was just a blueberry. Now it was to get it off her fur so it wouldn't stain, and then she wouldn't get it all over the carpet eventually, right? Total different situation. But to her, all she feels is, I do not like water. I am covered in mud. I don't like this. I think I know this person who's holding me, but she's not letting me go in the way I want to do it. I'm not liking the situation. We find ourselves being that little kitty cat that we just don't know how to handle things. Reimagine your now. You see, she was doing that at the door. I'm not in her mind, but think about it. She didn't know what door she was knocking on, but she knew that that door would open and it was going to be better. The opportunity would be better than where she was. She knew that, right? What is it about us that something bad happens? We might be in a struggling relationship. We might be having a tragic situation, maybe health or job related. Wherever we are on the spectrum of chaos in our lives, we're that little kitty cat knocking on the door, going, hello, is there a better opportunity on the other side? Reimagine your now. That's what she was doing. She said, I know on the other side it's going to be better. I don't know how I'm going to do it or how I'm going to get there. And then she came to the other side. She ran in the door, and then she's like, maybe the other side isn't so good. I'm still all wet. They're handling me, and I'm not liking it. Life gets that way sometimes. And it's so easy. It's super duper easy for us to get stuck in the, oh, woes. We just become accepting of the mud of the yuck that's on us. We just begin to tread more and more water. Our hair becomes more matted. We become more feisty in the wrong way. We get angry. We're short-tempered. All because what? Reimagine your now. It's time to pick yourself up and know that, you know what? Life is going to be chaotic sometimes. But you know what? The sun is going to shine. It may not be shining on us right now with all the rain, but it's shining in other areas. I'm sure a lot of other areas would love to have the rain we got. There's areas in the country that are going through a drought. There's areas of major fires that are happening around the world. I mean, between Canada and Idaho and Washington, and we've got some in Oregon and, I mean, California. They're just popping up all over the place. It's crazy. Yet the problem is that we get stuck kind of accepting where it is instead of going the opportunity on the other side. Reimagine your now. The kitty wanted to do that. Now she's drying off in the bathroom. She's a happy camper. Well, maybe not so much because she's still a little wet and damp. But she's going to be a lot better off. And she's going to be cozy tonight. Reimagine your now. It may not seem that everything is laying right where it should be, but there's always opportunities in the bad. Okay? So when you go about your day and you feel like you're the kitty cat stuck in the mud and you're treading more and more water and your hair's getting matted and you're cold and shaking, remember that door of opportunity. Remember to knock on it and reimagine your now. Control what you can control, which are your own thoughts. Okay? We can't change any other variable in the world, but the one variable that you have control over is you. Mind over matter. What you think about, you bring about. So begin to allow your mind to become optimistic. Smile more. You've heard me say it before. Take that silly frown and turn it upside down and oops, there comes a smile. You have a smile within you. Take that smile. Go reimagine your now. Okay? Make it an incredible day. Choose to make it an incredible day. Don't wait for something to happen because what may happen is just a bigger storm. Go make something happen. Go look for the opportunity on the other side. Okay? I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you where on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.